Leon Symes joins us today, and this is to do with Tātou Tātou o Te Wairua seeking a government commitment to fund the first 2 years of the housing recovery program in Te Wairua. The program would get 140-odd homes built within a couple of years to create training and jobs and underpin an iwi-managed retreat from flood-prone areas. Leon Symes is with us, recorded on that front today. Leon, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, though.
Great to talk with you. Willie Jackson was there yesterday, so finally you're not as isolated as what was the situation right from the get-go. Some really tough stuff for the people who call Wairua home, but you're trying to find a solution to help with the homeless issues. But, of course, you had a lot of housing challenges prior to the floods. It's been compounded, I suspect, Leon.
Yes, it's actually doubled down. So we had 150 houses shortage prior to Gabriel. Now we've got 150 houses short again. So our problem has basically doubled overnight with the cyclone. So, yeah, we're needing some assistance from central government to obviously address the housing shortage we have previously, but now also to help us with flood-affected families.
Well, that's a sort of mid- to long-term solution to create more houses on land less susceptible to flooding. Right now, I guess you've got real issues about sort of emergency accommodation. How are you faring there?
Yeah, so the emergency housing stuff has taken a while to come through. I think there's been work done with the temporary housing service through MBIE and working with MSD. So I think we're getting that pipeline sorted. And the immediate stuff, we've got some partnerships with Tui Tui Tarawhiti, who are building some cabins for us to ship down to Te Wairua. So I think that's starting to crank up soon, and we should be able to get some whānau into some of these temporary accommodations within the next couple of weeks.
What did you do? How did you accommodate the minister's visit yesterday? Where did you take him? What did you show him?
Yeah, so basically we initially took him to the whānau that was affected, so we wanted to hear what the whānau who were directly affected, and we had the opportunity there to have a direct one-on-one conversation with the minister, give them their thoughts and considerations around the response. Obviously, there's still a lot of māmai in the community regarding the response that occurred. It was a good opportunity for whānau to obviously vent that frustration. And then obviously we had talking to our flood affected marae and gave them to her there. And then finally we ran the look by a proposal we have. We put in parliament regarding setting up a off-site manufacturing for homes facility in Wairua so we can bring in workers, and we can set up on-site facilities, build homes that we can then ship to these less flood-prone protected areas.
Where do you come in the queue, Leon? I say that because we've got problems in Gisborne, right up the east coast as well, with similar challenges and therefore similar tono. So is it like wait in the queue sort of situation for Wairua?
Yeah, no, we want to get in front of the game. We've got in front of the curve now. We're just trying to get in front of the ministers. We're working with, obviously, partners in the space who are developing homes, off-site manufactured homes. So we're working with them. So we're going to build on those partnerships we have already. We currently have, and we're about to start a housing development through Whaikāinga, Whaiōranga. So that was to address some of the 150 home shortages we had before. So we're working with, we want that work stream to continue. But now we have to develop and set up another work stream where we're looking at training some of our own whānau into building apprentices and in the like so that we can develop that workforce back here in Te Wairua.
Tēnā koe. The model that you've used, I have posed as a kōrero to other tribal leaders, Leon, i.e. underwriting some pūtia so that there is direct access to funds rather than the bureaucratic red tape that accessing those funds can sometimes involve. What's the feedback you've received by that substantial move?
Yeah, I think it's been positive feedback received by not only our whānau, but also central government and local government. They understand that there's some processes that occur. And when they announce funding avenues, we'll hopefully plug in those gaps that some of these funding criteria don't cover, because obviously there are lines and criteria drawn in some of the funding that people fall through those cracks, and we want to make sure that no one's left off and no one's missed in terms of getting support they need.
Leon, I've heard kōrero that suggests an unusual offshoot to the challenge is that it might have brought many communities closer together than we realise, i.e., in times of distress, we just pitch in and help out our neighbours, irrespective of whether they're black, white or brindle. What might you say of the impact of this type of challenge on race relations into Wairua?
Yeah, no, I think Wairua has always faced these challenges in the past, being situated between Gisborne and Napier and predominantly Māori. So we've kind of coined the phrase that we're politically and geographically isolated, so that's nothing new for us as a community. We, in these times of occurrences, and we all come together, Māori, non-Māori as well. So we all look after each other and develop that community spirit that needs to occur to make sure that we can get ourselves through these sort of events.
So that's the housing issue. What are the other priorities, mate? Fire the more fatters.
Yeah, so basically it's silt removal, silt health issue. So that's the big main one now. We're just trying to work out a solution to get silt from underneath whānau homes. So we want to make sure that the whānau, when we do go back to these homes that can be lived in again, that they're not going to incur any additional health risks. So we'll be working with local contractors and trying to sort out a solution that can help get the silt removed from under the house. Then obviously there's the issue of getting qualified tradespeople. Now we're having issues with getting qualified electricians, plumbers and the likes to come in and help whānau do the assessment of whether their plumbing and electrical workers up to code and spec and can be turned back on so these whānau can move back into these homes.
Thanks, Leon. We've also heard reports from Hiritanga that many of the stop banks, mate, have been severely compromised. Mm. Many kilometres of stop banks also. What might you say of the river? Because there's a nervousness, isn't there, about returning to a whare that's already been flooded without some sort of mitigation to prevent against a future event.
Yeah, no, for us in Te Wairua, we don't have any stop bank systems as such that along our river system. We do have the river mouth that tends to block up from time to time. That causes river to the backup, and which is probably our major concern, is making sure that is monitored. I think whānau, I do feel apprehensive in moving back to some of these whare, but we know that if we can mitigate some of this flooding in the future by looking at other options, whether that's raising whānau's home or looking at setting up mitigation with wetlands up further upstream or areas where the river can flow into in a controlled manner, then I think that'll give the whānau confidence to move back and also give the confidence with insurance companies that these homes can be reinsured again.
Describe the mood of the community, please, for a moment, Leon.
Oh, I think the community is buoyant. It's on a point. It's at that edge where they can see that support's coming. People are visiting. People are saying they're going to do stuff. But it's just in that phase where it needs to be tangible now on the ground. People need to see something's happening. They need to see there's a plan in place and they can see their pathway forward.
Leon, all the best. We're in your corner. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us here on E Te Rangi Wātea.
No problem, Dale.
Kia ora.